From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. World leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit in an effort to secure nuclear material from terrorist groups and others with malicious intent. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration is pleased with last year's nuclear deal with Iran as an example of how to control the spread of nuclear material.
The Iran deal, the international agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is probably the best example of that. A large percentage, 98% of their stockpile of highly enriched uranium, was shipped out of the country and was secured. That's a good example.
The White House says there are an estimated 2,000 metric tons of highly enriched uranium and separated plutonium with civilian and military programs worldwide. This week's summit will include a special session on how to ensure groups like Islamic State don't get their hands on nuclear material. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived in Tripoli by ship Wednesday in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power despite efforts to block his entry. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived at a naval base from Tunisia. He said, with God's help, with everyone's support, we will work to create a state with institutions and laws, with the participation of all Libyans, work for a ceasefire and an end to bloodshed and confront the dangers presented by Islamic State. But a self-proclaimed Islamist-backed administration in Tripoli has attempted to block the unity government from entering the capital. The Government of National Accord is the result of UN mediation in December aimed at ending the North African country's political stalemate between rival administrations and reining in bands of militia in a country awash in arms. This is VOA News.